I'm joined in the studio by Liam Horan from Slianua Careers. Thanks for joining us, Liam. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tommy.
We're here to talk about CV writing, interview training, mock interviews, psychometric testing, all this. Never more appropriate, I suppose, in the recessionary times that we live in. Let's cut straight to the chase. How important is a CV at the end of the day?
We would say hugely important, because employers are now receiving more CVs in the post or by email than they ever received before. And if your CV doesn't stand out or doesn't sell you well, you get missed in the stampede, so to speak. And our feeling is, and from talking to employers and HR managers, is that employers are virtually scanning CVs now. So just a quick look at them all, get an overview, get a feel for them, and yours has got to stand out. And a common problem is that people, good people, have bad CVs, and the CV represents you. And that's what's representing you to the employer. That's what you should be proud of, that CV. It should be your story well told, and it should meet what the employer is looking for. So hugely important. It's the first point of contact.
But surely, I mean, most CVs have a structure: name, address, education, qualifications, work experience, references. So can you go very wrong?
You can in that. The test we ask people to do, it's called the half page. We call the half page test. Okay, if an employer is scanning through CVs, they may only read the top half of the first page of your CV. And if most people look at their CVs, they'll see 7 or 8 lines given over to phone numbers and date of births and that stuff. And that doesn't sell you. So early on in your CV, you need to be putting in a profile or a summary of who you are, key achievements, skills and attributes you have built up from your work or your education to date. And all of that should get the employer's head nodding very early on in the CV. So yes, sometimes people, a CV is a sales document and it should be selling you from the word go. And Coca-Cola don't put their contact details as the most obvious part of their Coca-Cola bottles. You need to get the stuff that sells you early into your CV and go for early impact. What we find with people is they put the best stuff in the bottom of page 2. It may not be read. They may not get there, and your opportunity has been lost. And it's a bit like going to court and even your best witness at home and then wondering why you lost the case.
I know that when we get CVs in here, personally, I'd look at the name of the person, where they're from, their age, and then I'd go straight to their work experience. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, generally, once you've done a few years of work at all, it tends to be more important than your education. It's what you built on after your education that matters. But you also need to make it easy for the employer. And particularly at the moment where a lot of people are changing sectors, you have people who were plasterers a year ago or 3 years ago now want to get into sales. So you've got to present your CV in a certain way that shows that what you did in your previous work can apply to the new work, that your skills transfer across the line. So if you just put down bare details, you're asking the employer to talent spot you, and you shouldn't do that. You should, in fact, relay your information in such a way that the employer can see what you have for them. And that's another skill that people need to, if they have it, they have it. If not, they need to get friends or professionals like ourselves to do for them. But most people send out CVs that do not sell themselves well, and then they wonder why.
Yeah, I got a CV the other day. To be honest with you, it stood out because there was a photograph of the person, which I hadn't seen much of before.
Yeah, I encourage people to put photographs on if they want to. A lot of course as well with your own personal level of comfort or how much you want to sort of push yourself out there in that regard. But the fact that you say you remembered it is a start.
Yeah. And because it was different.
Yes.
But if everybody tries to be different, you know, are we not in danger of getting down the role of it becoming a sort of a circus act?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I would always say keep your CV in such a way that it doesn't threaten the employer as well. And ultimately, the content is what matters. It's the words you put in there that show what kind of person you are, how you meet the requirements of the job. That's what sells you ultimately. But
right.
If something like a photograph is what gets you remembered, I would by all means recommend people to do that. Mm.
I feel so sorry for so many people who've lost their work because it's just not pleasant. But for somebody in their late 40s, mid 50s, who for whatever reason now suddenly find themselves out of work, this is going to be a whole area that's in many ways alien to them, Liam, whether it's preparing the CV or even going for an interview, something that they may have never thought they would have to do in their lives again.
Yeah, a huge number of clients that we deal with preface their talk to us by saying, I've never done a CV before, or I've never had a job interview before. I've always got a job from the previous job, or I did one interview 20 years ago.
That's it.
And this is a time of flux, a time of great change, and people must be able to adapt to that change. And that's why we would say interview training is very important as well. Because if you go into an interview and give a monosyllabic answers and fail to tell the employer what they're looking for, you miss, and it's so easy miss now. Yes, the job market is very, very tight. You've got to be better than ever in what is admittedly an artificial scenario, like an interview, but it's the scenario that's the one of choice. So you've got to be really sharp. So when you go in there, you meet the employer's needs during that interview. And we would certainly help people in that regard. That's what we do. We take the employer's job spec, we look at it closely and say, what are they looking for here? And what have you got that meets that?
Employers will often say when they make the wrong decision, which will happen from time to time, that invariably the person went in, did a fantastic interview. 3 months down the road at the back, at their desk, they're just not performing. As you say, interviews are artificial per se.
Yes, and you can get fooled in interview as well. And we would always say to clients, if you're not the right person for this job, don't try and get it under false pretenses. You know, don't make claims you can't support. It's easy to... I could go and do an interview today for, you know, a florist, perhaps, if I'd read about it for a few hours, but I'm not a florist. So don't do things under false pretenses. And employers should be very vigilant as well to double-check references, to go beyond the obvious, because an employer's scenario is they're in a hurry to fill the job, usually. The right person, per se, they feel, walks in the door, and they don't observe due diligence in checking them out. But from the interviewee's perspective, you've got to make sure they see your skills in the first place. And frequently people come out of interviews saying, well, I didn't say this, I didn't say that, I didn't get that information across, I didn't think about what the employer was looking for. And then you're missing. And with that miss comes missed opportunities.
Mm, yeah. Quick word on psychometric testing. To explain that to us.
A lot of people right now are at a career crossroads. And in fact, I've been writing a bit about this in the last few days. They've gone through maybe a career for 20 years and they're not sure anymore they want to go down that road. Psychometric testing is part of career direction. It looks at your behavioural characteristics. What kind of person you are? Do you like new things? Do you like routine? Do you like dealing with people? Do you like working on your own? What kind of supervision do you like? And it's a great place to start if you want to look at changing career or see what you might like to do in the future.
Okay. Never too old to prepare a fresh and innovative CV.
No, never.
Never too old.
Never.
The CV is not going to get you the job. The interview might.
Yes, the CV gets you the interview. The interview gets you the job, by and large. There's a trend or a thread that should run through both. From the very first contact the employer has with you at the CV, there should be a consistency from there right through the interview that this stacks up or that this makes sense to the employer, that your CV, you don't want a person with a great CV doing a bad interview, yeah, or vice versa.
Yeah. Anyway, as we said, you shouldn't underestimate the importance of a well-presented CV. And also, you know, again, very briefly, for men and women who haven't done interviews for years, it's a nerve-wracking experience. So the mock interview is very important.
Yes, you can't beat, you're a thespian in yourself, you know what it's like to do a dress rehearsal. You can't beat that because you do, simple things can throw you. Yeah. And just before we go, Tommy, if people want to get a free career resource pack that we have created, if they go onto our website, sleenewackcareers.com/careerpack, they can download a fairly extensive career resource pack.
Free of charge.
Free of charge.
Great.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's sleenuacareers.com /
career pack.
Career pack. Very good. Look, if there's listeners out there who need to upskill their interview techniques, or they just have a CV that mightn't be getting them anywhere, why not contact Sleenuac Careers? I suppose is a recession a good time for guys like you?
Yeah, there is movement in the market. We have just opened our Galway office as well, so we're based in Ballinrobe and in Galway City now. So
brilliant.
There is opportunity there, but we do try to give value all the time. Yeah. We do give people stuff free like that career,
sure,
pack as well. So.
Okay, 094-95-42965. That's 094-95-42965. If you want to have a chat with the people there at Sleenuac Careers, Liam and the crew will be happy to assist in any way they can. Thanks for coming in.
Thank
and
you,
the website, of course, is sleenuaccareers.com. Liam, thanks a lot and continued success.
Thank you very much.